So here we go. Yesterday, the S&P 500 made a new record high, but today is the Fed meeting that everybody has been waiting for. So what's happening? Will Powell tank the markets? How will this affect our positions? And then we closed today two WTF trades and one new WTF trade. So we'll talk about this. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Wednesday, March 20th. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Gosh, Mark, can you believe it? Another record high yesterday going into the Fed meeting. I mean, isn't everybody supposed to be a little bit nervous about this?
It was a bit of a surprise, Marcus, especially after the start yesterday, gapping lower and drifting down a little bit. But after making session lows in the morning, just a rally for the rest of the day, really erasing those losses and ending the day with a new record close.
I mean, unbelievable. Also looking at the VIX, I mean, the VIX, the volatility index, the fear index, still hovering around 14. There's no fear about Powell, what Powell will say today. Do you think that this is warranted, or should traders be a little bit more fearful?
I think that traders should be a little more fearful. And, you know, on the same token, will there be some big surprises today? I don't think so. But I also don't think traders are going to like what they hear, right? It's either going to be exactly what they think, which they don't really want to hear anyway, or it could be that it's a little bit worse. I don't think there's going to be a huge surprise, though.
Let's talk about it, what traders will probably hear and that they don't want to hear. So let's take a look at this. We've been talking about it for the last few weeks already, that probably Powell and the gang will adjust the dot plot from 3 rate cuts to 2 rate cuts. And that's what everybody is factoring in. Now, it could be a shock for the market if they say, well, we only see 1 rate cut happening this year. This could be a shock. But even the 2, even though right now everybody is kind of anticipating it, that we only have 2. I mean, this is what we see in the Fed funds futures here. I think when you say it, it's different.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the fact is that right now, based on Fed funds futures, the market is pricing in 3 cuts and a cut in June, right? That's what traders expect. So when I say hearing something that they don't want to hear, it would be going down to 2 rate cuts and then the probability is shifting, right? Also, you have the Fed's dot plot, which tracks the voting Fed members. Basically anticipation of where cuts will take place. And it could be that that shows the expectation of further cuts in the future is just going to be delayed, right? So then the question is, does the market react positively? Because you have all of this uncertainty right now certain after the statement and the press conference, or is there a negative reaction because we finally get this, fact, and investors don't want to hear it.
Right. And we also have the economic projections, right? The economic projections include the GDP, include unemployment, and of course, include inflation. So this is where we will see 3 reactions today. The first will be at 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern, when the Fed funds rate, well, no surprise there, but the economic projections and the statement. This is where traders, investors will look at the statement, see, okay, what words were added, what words are missing compared to last time in January when we had the statement. So this is where we'll see an initial first reaction. And then when Powell grabs the mic, and he'll probably talk for usually anywhere between 30 and 45 minutes. I do believe that today it will be a little bit longer because there are a lot of question marks. And the biggest question mark is the Fed concerned that PPI and CPI came in hotter than expected recently?
And you're right about that, all right? At this point, I think that that is something that the Fed needs to take seriously, but they're also probably thinking that, let's look at the data, right? This doesn't mean that the trend has changed. But I don't think they're going to just make light of it and overlook it.
Yeah. So big day today, and going into this, looking at a 5-minute chart of the S&P, I mean, right now markets are still drifting higher, but very, very quiet, waiting for the main event.
Yep. So markets quiet, not moving anywhere. S&P 12-point range right now. So trade right around where we opened up. So just hurry up and wait.
Yeah. Interest rates after peaking yesterday. Look at this. The 2-year yield yesterday almost reaching 4.8%, pulling back a little bit today. And the 10-year yield also pulling back a little bit. But hey, this is all subject to change in just a couple of hours.
Yes. Yes. So we'll see what the market wants to do, but could be some fireworks. We'll see.
Could be. Fireworks. Bitcoin. Did you see? Dipping below 60,000, almost reaching 61,000, almost reaching 60,000. So this year is a drop of 17% in just less than, that's a week. Yeah, it's a week. 17% drop. So what's happening? Bitcoin rally over?
Like we always talk about, when you get such an explosive move that happens so fast with just, you know, just trade upside, you're going to get pullbacks. It's healthy. I mean, this could pull back a little more, maybe, you know, even below 60, 57, 5, and still be contextually in an uptrend, right? So, yeah, it's part of trading.
Yeah. All right, talking about part of trading, we have a few companies that are making some moves today. One of them being CMG, Chipotle Mexican Grill. Look at this, up 6% now trading. I mean, earlier today, trading above $3,000 per share. I mean, wow, what a story here. Look at this, I'm switching to a weekly chart. And basically, since 2018, it has been just up and away for CMG.
Yeah, and so this is that a 50-to-1 stock split is in the works. It still needs to be approved by shareholders at their next meeting, but it's expected to be approved and then also would go into effect in June. I mean, this is due for a stock split. Now, fundamentally, it really changes nothing about the stock. It just means that instead of a $3,000, it's $60 a share, and there are five times as many shares out there, right? Or, well, you know what a stock split is.
Right.
But
go ahead.
But so I was going to say, fundamentally, nothing has changed. So it's interesting to see such a pop, but I know there was also at least one analyst upgrading.
Well, I think the 50-to-1 stock split, as I said, will drive the stock price lower. So it will be $60 and you will have five times as many shares. And that makes it a little bit more attractive to retail investors. I mean, the big institutional investors, sure, they don't care whether a stock costs $60 or $2,000. But for people with smaller accounts, right, this is where, okay, let's say that I want to invest $2,000. Into CMG. Right now, you can't do it. You can't, I mean, unless you buy a fractional share or something like this. Now, once the stock price drops, this is where you can buy, what, 35 shares? And so you can participate in. So this is why often stocks, especially something as popular as CMG, when announcing a stock split and saying our stock will be cheaper, usually gets a boost, even though, as I said, fundamentally, nothing changed, but we know in the market it's all about greed and fear and supply and demand. So this is where right now a little bit more demand, not supply and demand, is anticipated, and that's why we jumped a little bit higher here.
So new records for CMG and a price that is a little more reasonable for most people potentially coming in June.
Yeah, I don't get it though. CMG, really? Is this supposed to trade at 3,000? Have you been eating at Chipotle Mexican Grills recently?
Yeah, we had it last night.
Really? Well, so it's you driving it up. All right. right.
Yeah, I like Chipotle. We don't need to go there. I know your take.
No Mexican food for me. All right. Signet Jewelers, I mean, they reported earnings and they're down 12%, one of the worst days for them.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be their worst day since September of 2022. They had first quarter guidance that was disappointing. So SIG down, expecting revenue to be lower than originally forecast. So also a revenue miss.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about our positions. Let's start with the WTF today. So lots of action for us for the win the fear strategy. So first of all, CTSH, nothing for us to do. CTSH slightly down 0.5% today. So overall, this position is down for us. So we're down around 2%, really not a big deal. And then we have ZS, Zscaler, bouncing back a little bit, well, a bit all over the place right now, slightly down, but it seems that they've found a bottom right now and support at 190. So now we need to see it moving higher. So nothing for us to do there, but we had quite a few other positions. Where do we want to start? Mark, let's start with Mark.
That so, works.
Mark, we entered this position and we sold it. We had a closing signal today. So I closed it today and I did realize a loss on this one.
Yeah.
So this is one of the few losses that we have experienced. We looked at the statistics here in just a moment, but it was for me around a $2,000 loss, $1,900 and something dollars.
Yeah, and this one, it just didn't move the way that we would hope after an entry signal. Now, there is a 70-cent dividend that we will receive in April. So, that dividend's going to reclaim part of that loss. But nonetheless, one of the losses.
Yeah. TTD, on the other hand, that worked out great. So TTD, we exited this morning and we exited this with a profit. So we'll talk about the other trade that you are in just a moment. But you see, TTD made a profit of $14.57. Now, Merck, again, on the other hand, realized a loss of $19.09. So one win, one loss, down $500. But overall, the stats are still looking good, still slightly better than expected, but they're getting closer where we expect them to be. So as you can see right now, for this year, 17 winning trades, 4 losing trades for me, 80% winning percentage. We expect this to be more around, 75-ish?
Yeah, 70, 75, sure.
Yeah. Average profit, still around $1,300, $1,400. Average loss jumped up, and you see that Merck has been, for me, the biggest loser of the year so far.
And that's okay.
And that is okay. See, nice bonus here with the dividends, and we're getting some more dividends for Merck. So still up around $20,000, and I have the two positions on. On the other hand, you have a few more positions on, so let's talk about those, because you exited another one. So this morning, exited which one?
AEP.
AEP, you exited this one. So let's see. Oh, this looks like a nice profit for you.
Yeah, I got in at 81.79 and I closed it at 83. So nice quick trade. Made some money on this one and worked out just as expected.
Fantastic. And then we have ABT. You entered this one. So ABT, I skipped this one. And it's a bit all over the place. Oh. So still in this one. What are you, a little bit down on this one?
Yeah, but it still in it. Still doing its thing.
In it to win it. CSX, another one. So CSX also just diddling around there. So you entered at 37.12. Right now trading at 36.97. So down 15 cents. That's not a whole lot. So, and still in this one.
Exactly.
All right.
One last one. Did you? We already looked at ZS, or did we not?
We looked at ZS, yeah.
Okay, that was at the beginning. Okay.
I do believe so. If we didn't, So, I mean, for me right now, I'm in CTSH and in ZS. So these are the two trades that I'm still in. And then we had a new signal here today, UNP, Union Pacific. You entered this one, I skipped this one, and you are nicely up on this one so far.
Yeah, not too bad. So UNP, a valid signal. I traded it, and the entry that I had, my fill was 242.88. So up a little bit right now, maybe a buck 50.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll take a look at the wheel trades here in a moment, but is this helpful as we are going through these trades and showing you what's happening with these trades? Because if it is, give us a like. We really appreciate this. So, because as you can see, we spend quite some time on these trades. And if you don't find this helpful, then we can just talk about the markets and skip it. So let us know if you like it. Simple like, tap the button, we'll do the trick. All right, the wheel. So three positions right now for both of us. Number one, CSIQ. Having a bad day yesterday, much better day today, up 2% today. Seems that the 1850 holds. And again, we will see what happens today. CSIQ, interest rate sensitive. So today we need good news for CSIQ or for interest rates, which will then lift CSIQ.
That's the goal. Would love to see this one finally get a little traction to the upside. It's had a rough couple weeks.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay. NEE, on the other hand, NEE has a few good weeks here after trading as low as 54. Right now, up above 62. So, not quite yet at our cost basis or our break even, but definitely getting there.
Yeah, loving this move and love to see it continue, but looking good after coming off of session lows end of Feb.
And then we have UPS. UPS a little bit diddling around there today, moving a little bit higher. Yesterday, I tried to sell calls against my existing position. Yesterday, wasn't able to do this. I was looking for 55 cents. Let's see where we are right now. If I can get my 30% annualized. No, it doesn't look this way. So at the 157.50, which is my cost basis. Right now, I would get probably around 21, 22 cents. So I need to wait, but I will definitely watch Powell. And if the markets are showing a positive reaction and the UPS moves higher, definitely interested in selling this. I need a minimum today of 39 cents. So if I can get 40, I'll be happy with this one.
Would you consider next week's expiration or still want to look at this week's?
We can take a look at next week's expiration since today's already Wednesday. Let's see. Okay. That's not bad at all. So next week's expiration, getting a dollar
Yeah.
40. Okay. So I need a minimum of a dollar 20. That's a good point. Yeah. If I can get a dollar 40, I'll try to do that.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's a good one. So these are the positions. And then, of course, today with the markets not doing anything at all, looking here at the 5-minute chart of the S&P and just diddling along. I mean, no need for us to force anything right now. We are waiting for the fireworks in the markets this afternoon. If they're exploding to the upside, hey, then maybe it drags up CSIQ and NEE. UPS should benefit from this. If it goes down, we might see some fantastic opportunities of trades that we can enter.
That's the goal. I didn't want to force anything today. Didn't see anything that looked fantastic anyway, but hoping for some volatility and the possibility of getting in one or two more wheel trades.
Yeah. In any case, you don't want to miss tomorrow's show where we let you know what happened this afternoon. If we did enter any more trades here, and what Powell said, how it will affect the market. So make sure to tune in. If you're new to the channel, click on subscribe. If you enjoyed the show, click on like, and please share it with anybody who might find this beneficial. So grab your popcorn, watch Powell, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.